This is the NOCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. How often do you go swimming? 2. What do apples grow on? 3. What keeps your head warm in winter? 4. My dog keeps barking. 5. Where can you find boats? 6. What flavor ice cream would you like? 7. Where can we go skiing? 8. When is it your birthday? 9. How do you travel to school every day? 10. What time does the shopping mall open?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. How often do you go swimming? 2. What do apples grow on? 3. What keeps your head warm in winter? 4. My dog keeps barking. 5. Where can you find boats? 6. What flavor ice cream would you like? 7. Where can we go skiing? 8. When is it your birthday? 9. How do you travel to school every day? 10. What time does the shopping mall open?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
I have a day off on Saturday. Do you want to do something?
Yeah, I was wondering what to do this weekend too. Do you fancy doing something sporty perhaps? Indoor climbing or trampolining?
Trampolining's a bit energetic. How about the climbing wall?
OK. There's a wall at Cramlington, which is fairly new. Or Washington.
Well, I don't like the tunnel under the river that takes you to Washington.
Cramlington it is, then. I'll check the opening times and what the prices are. Have you still got your climbing gloves from the last time?
OK, yes. I've got those green and blue ones we were given the last time. I haven't worn them since then. I'll drive, so I'll pick you up at your house.
Are you sure? We can get the train to the station behind the climbing centre.
We could, but driving gives us more freedom. Besides, I like driving.
I suppose. Yes, why don't we go to a country pub afterwards for a late lunch? I'm sure we'll have earned it after all that climbing. Besides, I really get hungry after exhausting activities. You know me, always eating something.
Good idea. The Badger and Snowy Owl have really good reputations for food. A friend of mine had a meal there last week and recommended it to me.
Yeah, I've heard that. They have a good range of fish and vegetarian dishes. I wouldn't mind trying one of the fish dishes. The Badger and Snowy Owl it is, then.
Super. What time should I pick you up?
I'll have a lie-in, so about 11:30. Is that OK?
Yes, that suits me too. I'm not very good in the mornings. 11:30 it is, then.
Great. Cheers, Davina. See you then.
Now listen to the conversation again.
I have a day off on Saturday. Do you want to do something?
Yeah, I was wondering what to do this weekend too. Do you fancy doing something sporty, perhaps? Indoor climbing or trampolining?
Trampolining's a bit energetic. How about the climbing wall?
OK. There's a wall at Cramlington, which is fairly new. Or Washington.
Well, I don't like the tunnel under the river that takes you to Washington.
Cramlington it is, then. I'll check the opening times and what the prices are. Have you still got your climbing gloves from the last time?
OK, yes. I've got those green and blue ones we were given the last time. I haven't worn them since then. I'll drive, so I'll pick you up at your house.
Are you sure? We can get the train to the station behind the climbing centre.
We could, but driving gives us more freedom. Besides, I like driving.
I suppose. Yes, why don't we go to a country pub afterwards for a late lunch? I'm sure we'll have earned it after all that climbing. Besides, I really get hungry after exhausting activities. You know me, always eating something.
Good idea. The Badger and Snowy Owl have really good reputations for food. A friend of mine had a meal there last week and recommended it to me.
Yeah, I've heard that. They have a good range of fish and vegetarian dishes. I wouldn't mind trying one of the fish dishes. The Badger and Snowy Owl it is, then.
Super. What time should I pick you up?
I'll have a lie-in, so about 11:30. Is that OK?
Yes, that suits me too. I'm not very good in the mornings. 11:30 it is, then.
Great. Cheers, Davina. See you then.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Have you packed your case yet, Sam?
No, still on top of the wardrobe in my bedroom, I think.
Really? We are going on holiday tomorrow, Sam. Can you start packing, please?
It's only 10 o'clock, Mum. Can't I do it after swimming this afternoon?
No, because you'll be too tired and I want to put them in the car before tea time.
Okay. What do I need to pack?
What do you think you need for a holiday in the sun? Think about what you took last year when we went.
Swimming trunks. Flip-flops.
What else, Sam? Concentrate on the job.
Shorts, T-shirts, goggles, sandals, trainers. Let me think. A sun hat and sunglasses?
That's right. Don't forget your beach towel and sun cream.
Sun cream? It's only going to be 25 degrees, Mum. That's not too hot.
Oh, Sam, you have to protect your skin. Get the sun cream. It's in the bathroom cabinet.
OK. You worry too much. We're only going to Devon, not the south of France.
Can you check what factor it is?
OK. It's factor 30, Mum. Will that be enough protection?
Yes. As long as you apply it every few hours, Sam. You know how important it is to stay safe in the sun and make sure you pack the after sun too. Oh, your beach towel.
Mum, I'm too old for this Spider-Man beach towel. Can I have another one?
It's too late to go shopping now. We can buy a new one when we get there.
But what if the shops don't have beach towels? I'll be stuck with a child's towel.
Sam, it is a holiday resort. They will have lots of beach towels. Don't worry.
No problem. I'll leave it here then. All packed.
Now listen to the conversation again. Have you packed your case yet, Sam?
No, still on top of the wardrobe in my bedroom, I think.
Really? We are going on holiday tomorrow, Sam. Can you start packing, please?
It's only 10 o'clock, Mum. Can't I do it after swimming this afternoon?
No, because you'll be too tired and I want to put them in the car before tea time.
OK. What do I need to pack?
What do you think you need for a holiday in the sun? Think about what you took last year when we went.
Swimming trunks. Flip-flops.
What else, Sam? Concentrate on the job.
Shorts, T-shirts, goggles, sandals, trainers. Let me think. A sun hat and sunglasses?
That's right. Don't forget your beach towel and sun cream.
Sun cream? It's only going to be 25 degrees, Mum. That's not too hot.
Oh, Sam, you have to protect your skin. Get the sun cream. It's in the bathroom cabinet.
OK. You worry too much. We're only going to Devon, not the south of France.
Can you check what factor it is?
OK. It's factor 30, Mum. Will that be enough protection?
Yes. As long as you apply it every few hours, Sam. You know how important it is to stay safe in the sun and make sure you pack the after sun too. Oh, your beach towel.
Mum, I'm too old for this Spider-Man beach towel. Can I have another one?
It's too late to go shopping now. We can buy a new one when we get there.
But what if the shops don't have beach towels? I'll be stuck with a child's towel.
Sam, it is a holiday resort. They will have lots of beach towels. Don't worry.
No problem. I'll leave it here then. All packed.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
A Wolf's Tale. Have you heard of Romulus and Remus, the twin brothers who, legend has it, founded the city of Rome, were fed and sheltered by a female wolf? Well, for the first time in more than 100 years, wolves have been spotted near Italy's capital, the city of Rome. Last month, hidden cameras filmed two mature wolf cubs drinking from a watering hole on the reserve situated outside the motorway that surrounds Rome. It is believed that there could be at least two adults and two cubs living there. A professor of natural sciences said that she was pleased to see the wolves returning to the area. Up until the 1970s, the reduction of wolves was encouraged in Italy, leaving just 100 of the beautiful animals in the country until they were given protected status in 1971. It is now believed that there could be as many as 2,000 roaming around. Farmers and shepherds are concerned about these numbers and that they could destroy their sheep, affecting their livelihood. But it has been discovered by scientists that their diet is mainly made up of wild boar that live in the countryside. I would like to hear your views on the growing population of wolves in Italy. Safe or not safe?
Now listen to the broadcast again.
A Wolf's Tale. Have you heard of Romulus and Remus, the twin brothers who, legend has it, founded the city of Rome, were fed and sheltered by a female wolf? Well, for the first time in more than 100 years, wolves have been spotted near Italy's capital, the city of Rome. Last month, hidden cameras filmed two mature wolf cubs drinking from a watering hole on the reserve situated outside the motorway that surrounds Rome. It is believed that there could be at least two adults and two cubs living there. A professor of natural sciences said that she was pleased to see the wolves returning to the area. Up until the 1970s, the reduction of wolves was encouraged in Italy, leaving just 100 of the beautiful animals in the country until they were given protected status in 1971. It is now believed that there could be as many as 2,000 roaming around. Farmers and shepherds are concerned about these numbers and that they could destroy their sheep, affecting their livelihood. But it has been discovered by scientists that their diet is mainly made up of wild boar that live in the countryside. I would like to hear your views on the growing population of wolves in Italy. Safe or not safe?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
We have smart cars, smart phones. But have you heard of smart benches for people to sit on? No, me neither. Until now. That frustration, when out and about, when your phone goes flat and you don't have a portable charger with you. Well, that could be a thing of the past. Car makers Ford and the tech company Strawberry Energy have got together and created some benches to help. These smart benches will be installed around London and are equipped with solar-powered mobile chargers that everyone will be able to use for free. They will also provide Wi-Fi access and can even monitor carbon dioxide levels, temperature, and humidity too. All these things could be used to help the local councils make decisions about the environment. Now, I know I said these are going to be free to enjoy and charge your devices, but users do have the option of donating money to charity. What do you think of these amazing benches? I would like you to call in on 07425689777 or email me on danoradio@station325.com. With your views. Now for the local news where you are.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
We have smart cars, smart phones, but have you heard of smart benches for people to sit on? No, me neither. Until now, that frustration when out and about, when your phone goes flat and you don't have a portable charger with you. Well, that could be a thing of the past. Car makers Ford and the tech company Strawberry Energy have got together and created some benches to help. These smart benches will be installed around London and are equipped with solar-powered mobile chargers that everyone will be able to use for free. They will also provide Wi-Fi access and can even monitor carbon dioxide levels, temperature, and humidity too. All these things could be used to help the local councils make decisions about the environment. Now, I know I said these are going to be free to enjoy and charge your devices, but users do have the option of donating money to charity. What do you think of these amazing benches? I would like you to call in on 07 425-689-777 or email me on danoradio@station325 with your views. Now for the local news where you are.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.